It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Good morning, Desley Simpson.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you? Welcome to your new job.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. It's a beautiful day in Tāmaki. We've had some wonderful texts coming through just mentioning how fair the city is looking this morning, which is always actually lovely to get from the listeners, just to get stoked on Tāmaki and how good the city is.
Oh, look, it's the best city in the world, and we're about to host the World Choir Games, right? Opens tomorrow, and what a beautiful showcase we have for the world, for Tāmaki Makaurau, the backdrop for what will be a fantastic event for Auckland, yeah.
Yes, excellent. Now, we've got a couple of different topics today. We're going to start with, rates rises for households is probably one which a bunch of people are probably feeling the pinch on, but there's a 6.8% rates increase. Why is it necessary at this time?
Look, I mean, all budgets have an income and expenditure part to them, right? And we know that Auckland's population is growing. There's an increasing demand for assets, activities and services and stuff. So we've put together our long-term plan, which enables $115 billion of spending over the next 10 years. And we know it's needed, you know, for both capital spending, like, you know, pipes and roads and building assets we use for activities and services, but also the operating side of our business, which is to ensure that we can run the things that we need, like having people to drive the buses and, you know, open the library doors, etc. So when you're putting all that together, knowing that you need that investment for Aucklanders, we have to sort of look at our income. And I want to make it really clear that when it comes to the ratepayer, they are no way the biggest part of our income source. In fact, rates are about 36% of what we bring in. And we were very conscious that it's a tough time for Aucklanders. So when we settled on the first year of our rates rise, that 6.8, that actually is the lowest rates rise of any metropolitan city in the country.
Is it enough? Is it enough, Desley, given the rapid expansion of Tāmaki? It feels like there has been a little bit of a underinvestment in critical infrastructure. Do we just need to face the facts, pony up and pay more on rates?
Well, I think what we've done is we've looked up the pony up and get more income from other assets before we've come to the ratepayer. So we are increasing both our deliverable for building and asset growth, and we are looking at increasing our income from, you know, our two biggest sources, which of course are our $1.3 billion in airport shares and the port itself. So, you know, what we did around that was to start an Auckland Future Fund, which took that $1.3 billion worth of shares and put it into a fund, which will, once set up, benefit ratepayers $40 million a year more than what we would have got if we'd done nothing. So we've looked at sort of delivering better from that which we had, plus savings before we've gone to the ratepayer. But yes, you know, I do believe that, you know, there is that balance between having to deliver, you know, more infrastructure and, you know, asset growth for the growth of Auckland, but also to balance that with what people can afford. It's pretty tough out there for a lot of people.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, just on the Future Fund, can you elaborate on that a little bit and make sense of it for the BFM listeners? You just mentioned that the airport and what else was the biggest earner for the council?
The port. Okay.
The port, so, and the airports. What is the Future Fund going to look like?
Yeah, so the Future Fund recognised that we had, as I said, $1.3 billion worth of shares in the airport. Now, you know, we don't sit on the airport. We have no control about how much that dividend comes back. And, you know, the return on that money is, you know, well less than 2%, right? And the only way, it's sort of, you just got to wait and see what you get year by year. If we transferred that money into a future fund, which is a decision that we have had, you diversify that investment. So, you know, that means that it will be probably, instead of all your eggs in one basket, it's divvied up a bit. It's a bit like KiwiSaver for council, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And more importantly, though, it actually is ring-fenced and makes sure that that income will be retained forever. Because, you know, we know that council have made decisions in the past to sell airport shares. I mean, before the city was amalgamated, you had North Shore City Council, they sold theirs, Waitakere sold theirs, and what was left was the amount of money from Manukau and Auckland City Council, right? And so this is now ring-fenced in a fund that will, professional managers will manage that, and probably, you know, swap some airport shares for some other shares, whatever, and get a return that is not less than 2%, but is something in the vicinity of 7%.
Yes.
So as I've said, ratepayers will be about $40 million a year better off.
Okay.
And you know, the more money we get from other sources means the less reliance we need from the ratepayer.
Yes. Okay, now moving along to water care, we've been hit by a 7.2% increase in our water bills. As of the 1st of July. Now, what's the additional revenue from this price increase going to be allocated to specifically within water care operations?
Well, water care, the way the legislation around water care is it can only spend what it gets in the door, all right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a bit of a tension, isn't it? It's between, you know, it costs, we meter for water, and not every council in New Zealand does that.
Yeah.
In other words, we pay for what we use.
Yes.
So you only, you know, I mean, your water bill is directly, you are directly responsible for that. You know, if you use less water, you pay less.
Mm.
1,000 litres of water costs about, I think, $2.14 or something. It's you know, it's not a lot. But on the other hand, you know, poor old water care is trying to deliver more and more because we know that our pipes below the ground are getting older and, you know, they need replacing and whatever. But as I said, they can only spend what they get in the door. So what's happened here is we've done a fantastic deal with government that actually we've been asking for some time to free a lot of our the cost for water care, to take them off our books so they can actually borrow some more money.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for the first time this year, they tipped over the $1 billion mark for investment. Watercare is very conscious it needs to invest more below the ground. And this year, that just started on the 1st of July, they'll invest more than $1.2 billion. But their biggest funder is, of course, debt. And having released from council's debt means they've got more flexibility to borrow. We've got more flexibility in our debt, so it's a bit of a win-win. But, you know, I think, you know, Aucklanders, you know, it's a 7.2%. That is much better than if we hadn't been released, the government hadn't released us from the legislation. It would have been, you know, closer to 25, 26%.
They were talking about that earlier this year, weren't they? They were like 25%.
Again, was a Three Waters deal, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've freed ourselves from that.
Once again, is 7.2% going to be enough? I mean, obviously, when it rains over summer, you can't go swimming because everything's leaking into the harbour and it gets a bit gross out there.
Yeah. Again, I say that that's that combination between recognising that it is a very tough economic environment for families at the moment.
Yes.
And we were very conscious of that.
Yep.
You know, this is not the peak where, you know, everything's rosy and, you know, we've got a lot of people being laid off. We've got companies, you know, tightening their belts. So we have to balance that. But as I said before, when it comes to water care, they are topping the amount of money they've spent. This is the highest they've ever spent, $1.2 billion, which is pretty impressive, actually. But there's a lot of work to do. And as I said, it's that real tension, that balance between where you get the money from and what you need to deliver.
Okay, now, one last question. We're going to hit parking here. We're now having to pay for parking in the central city on Sundays and public holidays. Why has it become necessary to introduce paid street parking on these days in Tāmaki?
Yeah, I mean, we already have paid parking in the central city on Sundays and public holidays, right? This is not new. We already have it. What Auckland Transport are doing is expanding the area for that, right? So I think that's the first thing I want to say. And this change, only, if, I mean, it's, you know, there are about 50,000 car parks in the city centre, of which, you know, many are in parking buildings, which have, of course, been paid for ages. But this is on-street parking.
Mm.
And as I said, it's just an extension of that zone. The tension that's really come is whether we want to go from that to 24-hour paid parking. And that is a bigger discussion that, you know, people like myself and other councillors were a little bit blindsided initially.
Yes.
And Auckland Council, Auckland Transport have responded by saying, well, hold on, we understand those concerns and we will have a bit more conversation with those who are directly affected.
Yes.
As to whether we need to do that. So there's a little bit more time around that. But, you know, ultimately, parking in a public space, the question is, should it be free? Or should there be some charges? I mean, cities like Sydney operate a 24-hour paid parking system and have fewer car parks in its city centre than Auckland does. But it's actually about understanding who uses that parking, whether there should be exemptions for, you know, 24 hours.
Service workers and students.
Yeah, exactly. And those conversations are being held now. But right now, all Auckland Transport have done is expanded the zone that they currently have in the central city for Sundays and public holidays.
Has there been any discussion around how it might impact local businesses, especially those that rely on some of that weekend traffic?
Yeah, and that's absolutely the discussion that's happening now around the 24 hours. I mean, the expansion for that zone, you know, doesn't cover the residential area, and it doesn't cover the Wynyard Quarter, because, of course, the Wynyard Bridge is...
Yes. Okay, one last little question, Desley. This has come through from a texter. Just wondering why the option to pay with cash has disappeared from a bunch of parking meters around town.
I just don't think a lot of people carry cash. I mean, we pretty much live in a cashless society these days. And I think it's just one less thing that makes, I mean, you know, the sort of swipe and pay is in your texting and stuff is just the way of the future. I mean, cash is very much yesterday. I just feel that, you know, I mean, how much cash do you carry? I don't think I carry
yeah.
cash.
But, yeah, no, cash is legal tender, Desley.
So. It is legal tender. I just think that, you know, when you look to the future, it's something that, you know, everyone has a phone, nearly everyone has some sort of access on their phone. And, you know, I think Auckland Transport, you know, they do offer, you know, your card, your phone, the text. There are different ways.
Excellent. Hey, Desley, let's wrap it up there. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to having you on in a fortnight's time.
Yeah, we'll continue your role.
One last, if you want to give that the International Choir Games a bit more gas.
Yeah, big shout out for the World Choir Day. Look, so we're one of the most culturally diverse cities in the world, more diverse than LA or London. And what binds all cultures together is music, is song. And, you know, this is the Olympic Games of singing, and we're hosting that in our city. So if you're listening and you're from a far-flung country and you've come here to visit our beautiful Tamaki Makaurau, please enjoy. If you're out there and about and you see people with the World Choir Games cap or lanyard or something on, please make them feel welcome, because they're here to sing, they're here to raise the roof, they're here to bring joy and happiness and, you know, make everyone smile with the sound of music, which will be resounding from some of our most magnificent venues in Auckland and in our outdoor spaces as well. And as a shout-out, I'm conducting a council choir at the Friendship Concert, which is free at the museum, 6:30 next Tuesday night.
Excellent. All right, thank you, Desley. We'll see you in a fortnight's time.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye now.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.